Jerry Bader Show, 1025. Mentioned that Trump went back to the theme of crime from illegal immigrants. He used a powerful sentence. And it'll be interesting to see if Hillary Clinton picks up on this. Number of illegals entering this year already top 2015, being released into the communities by tens of thousands with no regard to public safety or resources. Then he talked about an illegal killed a young girl in Nebraska, 21-year-old Sarah, day after she graduated from college with a 4.0 GPA, number one in her class. He was released a second time and is now a fugitive from law. This is the sentence that I thought was amazing. Just amazing. One more child to sacrifice on the altar of open borders. Provocative statement. Jared in Sheboygan. Jared, go ahead.
Hello, Jerry. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling because there's so many things that you have alluded to, spoken of in the regarding Trump's speech last night that I find a compelling reason to call you and to say, well said, well heard. I'm actually calling, as I told Earl, to respond to the gentleman who spoke of Trump's being willing to or seeking to ignore the Republican Party, and that apparently the gentleman thinks that Trump has such an ego demand that he will not only, I don't need Cruz, but I don't need anybody. I think that's absolutely an error in thinking, because what Trump did, and I hold the whole speech, I had to go back and piece it together. I was shocked by how effective the speech was on me. I haven't been a party member of anything for the better part of two decades. I worked hard for the Republicans. That's because they had the more conservative kind of. But as a former Democrat who was actually in Chicago in 68, I found myself for the first time since Kennedy thinking, you know, I could get behind this. And as a veteran, ex-military, I wouldn't mind serving under this guy, Commander-in-Chief. Yes, he may be a loose cannon, but at least he's pro-American. He believes in capitalism. And I think the man, despite what you said the other day, will turn out to be a rather firm constitutionalist because he knows that's what works for America.
Jared, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. A couple of emails here. Charles writes, look, I think Trump is just gliding through his candidacy, thinking everyone has to bow to him. Look at his vetting of talk radio he did when he came to Wisconsin. And then when it goes wrong, he blames everyone but himself. And his supporters are blind enough to keep on following him. And then you have this one. Will you please, for what you think Trump should have said, to reach out to the Never Trump group, or at least the Gee, I'm Not Sure About Trump group? You said he reached out to Bernie supporters, but not Never Trump. Other than not acknowledging the toughness of the race and the things being said, what else did you not hear? Specifics. I'm going to fix this, and I'm going to fix that, and I'm going to fix this, and I'm going to fix that. Complete vagaries, completely unchanged from, you know, I'm going to protect the LGBT community. Okay? How? I'm going to fix our trade imbalance. Specifics. It was the same Donald Trump. And yes, he should have admitted that he acted like a boorish child. That would have helped, and that he's not going to do it again. But I wouldn't have expected Donald Trump to do that. But yes, he could have done that too. It is 10:29. Okay? What's important about 10:29? That means it's what? 6.5 hours from 5 o'clock. What's important about that? If you're listening on WHBL Sheboygan and you've been interested in proactive weight loss solutions and how it helped me lose 75 pounds, my wife lost that much. We've both kept it off for a couple of years now. Here's your opportunity. It's actually Tuesday at the Heritage House Event Center at the Bull in Sheboygan Falls. Dr. Jason Litwin, DC of Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, offering an informative meeting, and dinner is included. So if you've been listening for the last couple of years in the Sheboygan area and you want to know how it works, here's your chance. But you must call by 5 p.m. today. You must do that. 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386.
For all things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.